Africa's best ever performance at the FIFA World Cup came through the exploits of Cameroon in 1990, Senegal in 2002, and Ghana in 2010. All three of them reached the quarterfinals only to be knocked out by European and South American teams. It has long been believed that African teams can match their opponents anywhere for skill and strength. Yet they've always been victims of the superior tactics and intelligence of European and South American teams, while also exhibiting an enormous amount of naivety. The 2014 FIFA World Cup presents Stephen Keshi and his 23 Eagles with a chance to rewrite Africa's story at the FIFA World Cup. And with expectations running high in Nigeria, millions of fans will accept nothing less than equaling Africa's quarterfinal showing, while some even dare to dream of winning the trophy itself in Brazil. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. This program is a production of Complete Sports Studios. Today on the show, we'll be talking to a former Arsenal legend and England international about Africa's chances at this year's FIFA World Cup in Brazil. Stay tuned and find out who he is. My name is Tunde Koiki. Let's take a very short break and we'll be right back. So glad to know you're still with us. You're still listening to Sports Planet, a production of Complete Sports Studios. Arsenal Football Club is renowned all over the world for fielding some of the most talented football players the world has ever seen. And one of those players was an Englishman named Ray Parlour. Parlour played over 300 games for Arsenal, winning the league three times, the FA Cup four times, the European Cup Winners' Cup once, as well as earning 10 England international caps. Parlour was in Nigeria recently on a promotional tour for Arsenal, and we had a chat with him about Africa's World Cup chances and also about his beloved Arsenal. Ray Parlour, this is your first time in Nigeria. Is it all you expected?
Well, it's great to be here. It's my first ever visit. We used to talk to Kanu about Nigeria, and he always said great things about it. And it's great that I'm here today. You know, it's been a roller coaster ride. I mean, getting here and seeing you guys and seeing the fans as well. So it's been fantastic.
Well, the FIFA World Cup in Brazil is only weeks away. What do you think are the chances of Africa's five representatives, Cameroon, Algeria, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, and African champions Nigeria?
I think it's great for you know, African football that there's five nations going to the World Cup. Opportunity to improve again, get a bit experience for the players as well. I know Nigeria are probably the favourites in Africa to do well. Got some good players. I played with a lot of your players, Kanu, Yakubu, people like that. So, you know, it's an opportunity. I mean, what they're trying to do at the moment is get the youngsters involved a lot more in football and the grassroots side of it, and try and improve and get more African players into Europe and playing, which they've got a massive following. But, you know, it's going to be one day where you're going to be a real force, one of these African nations. And I'm sure, you know, looking forward, that it's all about having experience and having players getting used to playing in tournament football, and especially World Cup football, to really improve your nations.
Well, you played with Nigerian players in the past, so you know what they're all about. Do you think that Nigeria can one day be regarded as a true global force at the World Cup?
Well, I've seen players in Nigeria. I mean, I played with a couple back in the day, Kanu, and as I say, Yakubu at Middlesbrough when he was there with me. So you know how good they are. Yakubu was a fantastic striker, so was Kanu. So you know how good they can be. Okocha as well, when he played for Bolton in the Premier League. So they've got good talent, very good talent. It's just to get in the right blend. I mean, I'm sure the national coach for Nigeria will be looking at a little bit of strength in midfield and a good attacking ability, someone who can score a goal, good defensive unit, and it's very difficult. Sometimes these African nations have got maybe two or three real top quality players and the rest are a little bit behind. So that's what they've got to try and catch up and try and get, you know, that first thing they put out is very similar sort of players, and that's where they probably will challenge the European sides and obviously South American and American sides.
Well, a lot of so-called football analysts have always accused African teams of being too naive against bigger teams at the World Cup, and that is why we've never gone beyond the quarterfinals. Do you share this opinion?
No, not really. I mean, you look at it, I'm sure they've got a game plan. All teams will be working towards the World Cup and having a formation they play, having the right personnel in their teams if they're not injured. And it's down to the manager. The manager is so important that he picks the right squad, the right players, and puts the right formation out. Because at certain times, there'll be times when they might have to change it. If they're playing a bigger size, they might have to be a bit more defensive-minded. If you're playing a weaker side, you can be a more attack-minded. And that's where it comes down to the manager and coaches to get their formation and get the player, the right players in the team to get that result. And, you know, I wouldn't say they're naive, but at times they maybe have gone too attack-minded, and the bigger teams and the better, sorry, nations will pick you off and beat you.
Well, let's talk about your beloved Arsenal. And with 7 matches to the end of the season, can Arsenal still win the English Premier League title?
Well, it's going to be tough now. You know, Arsene Wenger will never give up, but I can't see him winning the league this year. I think the main thing for, I'm being realistic about Arsenal's trophy claims this year, is FA Cup. FA Cup semi-final against Wigan. No disrespect to the teams left in it, they've got an excellent opportunity at Wembley to maybe win the FA Cup. So, and that will be a start for the players. I think they're growing a team that's very good. They're still missing 2 or 3 key players. And I'm sure Arsene Wenger will go into the transfer market in the summer and maybe try and get them sort of players. But yeah, if you look at Manchester City, Chelsea, Liverpool, they're in a much better position, and the games are running out, and you can't see Arsenal now really winning the league.
Everyone keeps talking about how it's been 2005 since Arsenal last won a title. Speaking objectively now, when do you see this drought ending?
This year, hopefully. I mean, it's an opportunity. I don't think they get a better opportunity this season to win the FA Cup. I mean, semi-final, Wigan. They're in a league below. They're playing really well. I mean, they knocked Manchester City out the last round, but if you can get through that round, it looks like maybe it might be Hull City in the final, Steve Bruce's side, if they can get through their semi-final. But I think this season is the season that hopefully they win a trophy, and that will really help the players. I mean, because a lot of these players have never won a trophy. So I think this is the season that hopefully that jinx will be. And we can suddenly look at the stadium, and after 2005, we can see 2014, which with the FA Cup. So hopefully this season.
Finally, Ray, what words do you have for the millions of Arsenal fans here in Nigeria?
Look, keep supporting Arsenal. It's a great club. I was there from 11, 12 years old till 31, 32, 20 odd years, and they really looked after me. And, you know, it's a club that always stays in your heart, if you like, and, you know, and they really appreciate your support, because it's so important, you know, in Africa that we've got big support, and everywhere around the world. You know, hopefully this brand of Arsenal and Arsenal Football Club will get bigger and bigger.
On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, we ask you to join us same time again for a fresh edition.